under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into this show Monday live, October 16th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message already loud and clear coming from Jimmy Rieger over in Millersburg. This beautiful day, God bless the nation. Yes, absolutely agree with that statement. Got a text message from President Trump. Gag order could go into effect later today in court. So we'll see, follow that story, see how that happens. Good morning. Have a great show. Yes, we are looking forward to it. Lots of information for you today. We're excited starting this new week. Want to let you know that we put together and have for announcement, the event is coming up. The absolute must attend event of this year. This is going to be a 2.5 hour crash course that we've put together working with Jay's Sporting Goods over in Gaylord. It's going to be Saturday, December 2nd. We've got a whole month here to promote it. Deadline to register is going to be November the 11th. Just a few weeks away, because materials need to be ordered. A book, a 6-page laminate reference guide to Robert's Rules of Order. Also, State Representative Neil Friske is providing us with the Michigan State Constitution. For the details, text me event, and I'll send you the link. Please share it. Crash course in Robert's Rules of Order, something that every single person needs, absolutely needs to follow. Why? Why do you need to be educated on Robert's Rules of Order? The 19th century paraparliamentarian protocols, every single elected board, commission, Fortune 500 corporations use Robert's Rules of Order to conduct their meetings. This is going to be a crash course training workshop that will educate you on these rules that must be followed in order to run productive meetings. You'll be armed with the information to hold organizations, elected boards, and public officials accountable. Just text me event. You'll go to the acconservatives.org website. All the details are there. How to register, making a donation for $35. The book is 16. The laminate 3-page reference guide, I should say 6-page, excuse me. It's 3 foldouts, 2-sided, 6 pages, is $7. This doesn't even include the cost, of the room at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord. Bottled water and frisky apples, plus a Michigan State Constitution. We'll continue on the other side of this break. First hour today's show, we'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Monday. Want to remind you that the chapters for Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan and Presque Isle, are continuing their video conference, actually training with Chris Ann Hall regarding the U.S. Constitution. That's tonight, Monday night. Let me get Dar pulled up here. She sent me the link this morning to remind me. I believe it's 6:30 at the library. Yes, 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Sheboygan Public Library, continuing the class, resuming with Chris Ann Hall on the U.S. Constitution. Got a few of you who already texted me the word event. I sent you the link. It'll take you to acconservatives.org. They are co-sponsoring it with the radio station. I talked with Stephanie Jacobson over at Liberty Rising at Otsego. They're going to co-sponsor it with us. They're going to get their folks to attend. This is going to be interesting. One of the things that we're going to do in going through the training to instruct, to teach the course, they said that you need to try to use an example in your area, something that's happening that will get people to understand the rules as you train them, as you teach them. If there's a way that you can apply it to a situation going on. Because one of the things that is going on in the state of Michigan is absolutely, as I'm going through this training to teach the course, I'm teaching this course myself. If you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. This is going to be way much better than J.D. Glasser's training that many of us went through last year. One of the things that is happening is the state of Michigan's government in Lansing. The Democrats are violating their oath of office. Some Republicans are violating their oath of office. This is all going to be explained at the workshop. But the way we're going to do this is there is room for enough people to register and come to this training. You'll get a book, you'll get a reference guide, and a Michigan State Constitution. Again, we'll be providing bottled water and Friskies Honeycrisp apples. You can bring your own snacks, your lunch, whatever you'd like to eat during the class. It's from 10 to 12:30. It's only going to be 2.5 hours. This is going to be a crash course. You are going to definitely want to drink your coffee beforehand. Maybe even bring a Red Bull with you. Because this is going to be fast moving. You need to bring a pen to take notes. This is going to be the most unbelievable training you've ever experienced in your life. I'm praying for God's guidance on this, on how to get this information out to you guys as quickly as possible, but to make it very, very memorable. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in, we're going to get our books, we're going to sit down in our chairs, and I'm going to be the Speaker of the House in Lansing. I'm going to be Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit. You guys are going to be elected state representatives. I'm going to divide the room up between Republicans and Democrats. The Democrats, like in Lansing, will have the majority in that room on Saturday, December 2nd. Jay's Sporting Goods Store, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord. We are then going to caucus. The Democrats will stay in the room. The Republicans, who are in the minority, will go outside the room and caucus. The Democrats will confirm that we have the majority and make me speaker when we reconvene. The Republicans, being in the minority, won't have anything to say about it. Some will vote to confirm me as speaker of that training workshop. Some won't. And you'll see the ramifications of that. And then we're going to use Robert's Rules of Order to conduct that session of state representatives in the room, you guys. We are then going to move through via making motions, seconding them, discussing them, and voting on them. And there's going to be training about Robert's Rules of Order that comes right from the book. We're going to follow the book. You're going to speed read the book with me as we actually put into practice the book. And when you see what Lansing's doing, the Democrats in the majority, the Republicans in the minority, and how they're violating our state constitution, this will be eye-opening. But you will actually learn Robert's Rules of Order. You'll actually learn and see it in action. This is going to be practical applications, not just a boring class teaching you Robert's Rules of Order, but how it's actually used, how it's being used in Lansing, and how they are abusing. How they are abusing Robert's Rules of Order and violating the Michigan State Constitution. And in some cases, I'll be pointing out, giving specific examples as to how they're violating their oath of office, which should trigger their resignations. But of course, they're not going to voluntarily do that. So I spent 8 hours on Saturday in the training. I have 8 hours to do this Saturday, another 8 hours the following Saturday. And I will be certified to instruct and teach this course. And this will be only one that I'm doing up here in northern Michigan before next year's election. Unless it goes really well, and those who can't make it down to Gaylord on December 2nd, I may end up having to do more of these in January, February, March, before the April filing deadline. The class is for people who are considering running for elected office. If you've been thinking about running for elected office, you've been hearing me talk about it, that you need to step up, you need to run for elected office, this class is mandatory. If you go to your county commissioners' meetings, your school board meetings, city councils, your local township monthly meetings, even your Republican county party meetings, every organization, it doesn't have to just be elected officials, folks, your county party, your homeowners association, Fortune 500 companies, they all use Robert's Rules of Order to run the meetings. Why? Because you get a more productive meeting where it's documented what will be on the agenda for the meeting. There will be motions, second support for the motions, discussions, and votes that must follow specific rules, Robert's Rules of Order. Some motions, in the book, they give an example of the five specific motions that are automatically out of order, but yet they get made at meetings all the time. They're out of order. The chairman should call the motions out of order before support or second is given. You're going to learn that. You're going to learn how to form committees. You're going to learn how to change bylaws, making them almost virtually impossible to change. This is what the Democrats are doing in Lansing right now. They have bypassed our state legislature, folks, and have passed bills signed into law by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, things that totally contradict our Michigan state constitution when it comes to our elections. They can't do it, but they did. And I'm going to teach you and show you exactly how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and what we the people can do about it. You know, many of us attended that U.S. Constitution boot camp 9 days ago, Saturday, October 7th, down in Elk Rapids. And what did Jim Lewis and his co-instructors, what did they say? Well, we tried to study up on Michigan. We tried to make this information applicable to your state. But you really need to learn Robert's Rules of Order, and you need to understand your Michigan state constitution. Well, Vicki and I sat there. We listened. We participated. Perhaps more than I should have. But there was questions I had that I thought maybe many of you had. So I asked them. Interacting with the instructors, Vicki and I got in the car. We were driving home, and she said, you know what? We need to train people on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I said, yeah, we need to find somebody to do that. She looked right at me and she said, if you want it done right, do it yourself. So I researched, I found a course that I could take to be certified to instruct people on Robert's Rules of Order. I found the book. I found the graphic. Thank you, Sherry. That led me to the book. That led me to the training. We invested in the training for me to teach it. And in the instruction of the course, they said if there's a way you can make it applicable to your area or to your county or to your state, it'll be a much more effective way of teaching the class. Well, you register, you get the book, you get the graphic, you get the Michigan State Constitution, you get the bottled water, you get the Honeycrisp apples, bring your own snacks. 2.5 hours Saturday, December 2nd, J Sporting Goods in Gaylord, you're going to be a state representative. You may be a Democrat, you may be a Republican. You are going to be a state rep, and you're going to see exactly what's been going on in Lansing this year, starting January of 2023. You're going to see how they've used Robert's Rules of Order in the majority. Text me event. I'll text you the link. On the Hour News, we'll be right back.